your home. Why should you worry and why should you live for the risk? Don't risk, choose it. Make the right choice and get a peace of mind.
Spend your hard and cash on property for your future and security.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe today, calamity may come your way.
Why should you worry and why should you live for the risk?
Risk General Insurance. Solid partners, flexible solutions.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now on with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Government admits inadequate consultation contributed to discontent over deferred lands and deeds bill. Cost of living in Lusaka reduces by 1.37% in July. In global news, UN warns of growing terror threats from ISIS and Al-Qaeda, especially in Africa and Syria. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwazinamwinga and this is the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. Government has admitted that inadequate consultation may have contributed to the controversy surrounding the now deferred lands and deeds bill, which is meant to make it easier to resolve land disputes and protect the integrity of land records. Speaking when he featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources Principal Legal Officer Jonathan Ngonga says the bill is designed to allow the Chief Registrar to cancel fraudulent or erroneous titles before the matters escalate to court at a time when the system is open to abuse through corrupt practices and fake land titles. Mr. Ngonga says the proposal was to bring back powers that used to exist for over 100 years but were lost after a 2014 court ruling in the case of Coopers versus Mwanandani, when the court ruled that the chief registrar could not cancel a certificate or title without a court order. He has, however, admitted that consultations were not as wide as they should have been and says government will now consult more stakeholders before deciding whether or not to reintroduce the bill to Parliament. Mr. Ngonga adds that the bill also included safeguards, such as the right to appeal decisions of the chief registrar to a tribunal, while addressing concerns that the law would allow political interference, highlighting that all land in Zambia is held by the political office of president, while the minister is an office of appeal in land disputes.
So the mischief is that there is now a floodgate of people coming up with any certificate of title. Some of them are even working with some of the officers within the ministry to come up with some titles which are not authenticated. So how do we now make sure that these are cancelled? Okay? So we thought the chief registrar should be given the powers, and because Section 11 cannot be used to cancel, let's come up with the section. And people are saying, no, you can't have these powers. You consult us further. And that's why we have to go back to them and explain the details.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwani has expressed confidence in Zambia's economic trajectory, projecting stronger growth over the next 3 years as a result of key policy measures implemented across various sectors. Speaking at the second National Development Coordinating Committee meeting held in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Msokotwane highlighted improvements in pivotal sectors such as mining and agriculture, which he said are contributing to a more favorable economic environment. He noted that since 2021, Zambia's economy has been growing steadily at an annual rate of approximately 5%, a trend that is gradually generating employment, expanding business opportunities, and attracting foreign investment. Dr. Msokotwane has acknowledged that unstable debt has hindered economic progress in recent years, but emphasized that government's significant strides in debt restructuring are expected to deliver tangible benefits in the near future. He has reaffirmed government's commitment to strengthening key social protection initiatives, including the Social Cash Transfer Program and the Constituency Development Fund, to support short-term sustainability and enhance the well-being of citizens as the country awaits further economic acceleration.
As we go in the future years, starting this year, 2026, 2027, 2028, that is when we are going to see even stronger growth, because the measures that were taken in the last 3 years, mining sector and other sectors are improving the environment. That is when the impact of all those measures is going to be felt. So, yes, we've been growing. I know that this growth has not touched everyone, but we should see the impact of that in a very strong way.
The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, basic needs and nutrition basket for the month of July 2025, stood at 11,602 kwacha 37 ngwe, down from 11,763 kwacha 38 ngwe in June 2025, representing a 1.37% monthly decrease. JCTR Social and Economic Development Program Officer Lukwesa Musonda says this modest reduction of 160 kwacha 96 ngwe was largely attributed to price declines in selected essential foods and non-food items. Ms. Musonda explains that under the essential food items sections, 2 kg of chicken dropped from 173 kwacha 32 ngwe to 146 kwacha 74 ngwe, and 1 kg of pounded groundnuts fell from 91 kwacha 52 ngwe to 63 kwacha 11 ngwe, while under the essential non-food items section, the price of a 90 kg bag of charcoal reduced to 680 kwacha from 736 kwacha 67 ngwe in June 2025, offering a slight relief for charcoal-dependent households. She has, however, indicated that inflationary pressure persists in key nutritional items, with the price of 1 kg of kapenta rising significantly to 446 kwacha 65 ngwe from 388 kwacha 88 ngwe, posing a risk to dietary diversity and protein intake, particularly among low-income households. Ms. Musonda notes that even with a slight decrease in the basic needs and nutrition basket, the financial burden on Zambian household remains substantial, reflecting the country's delicate economic recovery.
To achieve sustained economic growth and household-level resilience, Zambia must move beyond macro-level gains and invest sustainably in local production, job creation, and social protection. This aligns with the 8th National Development Plan, which emphasizes economic diversification, human development, and rural transformation. Therefore, the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection makes the following recommendations. First, to accelerate agricultural mechanization and value addition. Strengthen the mechanization of smallholder farmers and invest in irrigation, storage, and extension services. Promoting agro-processing and value chains to increase rural income and reduce food import dependence.
In other news, government has clarified that the Electric Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has not entered into any contract with Axen Global Trading Limited, a Mauritius-based company for the supply and delivery of an automated biometric identification system ahead of the 2026 general elections. Responding to a question in Parliament this morning from Shiwangandu Member of Parliament, Stephen Kampiongo, who wanted to know why ECZ has contracted a foreign firm for the biometric voter registration program. Acting leader of government business, Ambrose Lufuma, told the House that no contract has been awarded to the said company. Mr. Lufuma explained that although ECZ issued a notice of the best evaluated bidder on July 10, 2025, this does not amount to a contract.